And welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with me today, Katie Capelli, epidemiologist in the Office of Health Crisis Response at the Delaware Department of Health and Social Services, Division of Public Health, Scott Michaels, founder of The Cause, and Adam Hubert. He is youth editor, a member of The Cause production crew. Welcome all. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, we are kind of revisiting a conversation that Katie and I had just a few weeks ago, talking about the ongoing opioid crisis in Delaware. So before we begin today's conversation, would you each like to just really quickly give us a rundown about your office and the program? Katie, you want to start?
Sure. Thanks again for having me. The Office of Health Crisis Response within the Division of Public Health. Our mission is to effectively and efficiently respond to any identified public health crisis by establishing processes and programs to prevent, manage, and neutralize the crisis by collaborating with our federal, state, and private entities like The Cause. Our office was formed out of necessity to mitigate the drug crisis, and currently we are working on all drug-related prevention and harm reduction activities.
And Scott, what is The Cause?
Thank you. The Cause actually stands for Collective Action Urging Social Evolution. So working together in action to help us evolve our society. And how we do that is we help individuals learn ways that they can improve their own lives and communities. And then we empower them with the tools to communicate those messages to their peers. And so eventually we can get the whole community evolving by having everyone sharing their messages with their direct peers.
How did you and Katie end up working together? What is the program that you're working on right now?
The current program that I am very, very blessed to be a part of is called the My Reason Why DE campaign. And it is a campaign that I have been invited into here at The Cause. It was started. So I'm actually going to pass that to Katie to tell you the history of that campaign.
Sure. So we invited The Cause and Scott Michaels' team because he does a lot of empowerment activity among the community. We originated with this concept out of the necessity to respond to the drug epidemic, but also to work with youth. And so this came about from a federal sponsored opportunity, which is the SPFRX, or Strategic Prevention Framework for Prescription Drugs, which is really trying to curtail the drug use around our youth, in particular prescription drugs, but also to empower them to make good decisions. So I do want to take it back a second about what we have, our current climate that's going on right now amongst our youth and why we thought about this innovative campaign solution with Scott Michaels and The Cause, if that's okay.
Heck yeah, that was going to be my next question. When we spoke a few weeks ago, we discussed that we're seeing new populations becoming more affected by the drug crisis right now, and new drugs entering the unfortunate marketplace.
Yeah, absolutely. So kids are not immune to this. Kids are not immune to the current wave of drugs, the new drugs coming into the drug market. They're also not immune to COVID, right? And all the disconnection that COVID caused during the last couple of years, the fact that kids were out of schools, the fact that kids really didn't have opportunities to see their peers and connect in any type of social, emotional way. And so we have this environment where, again, drug market is changing, kids are disconnected. And we do know that the kids are emotionally and socially invested in social media. And fortunately, and research has shown that it's really negatively impacted our children's mental health. In fact, we've seen in studies like the National Institute of Mental Health that about 50% of our kids ages 13 to 18 have some sort of mental health disorder. And most of our kids are, again, using these social media platforms like Snapchat and like Instagram. In fact, many of them are using it for, again, negative reasons, whether it's bullying or harassment. They're also using it for things like the drug trade. So we've seen across the nation kids purchasing, unfortunately, what they think are prescription drugs that end up being fentanyl and overdosing through things like Snapchat. We know locally in Delaware, we just did a Delaware school survey in 2020 that 1 in 10 eighth graders are misusing prescription medications. And so this calls for some troubling concerns, right? The kids have the ability to purchase what they think are innocuous drugs on the internet. We have a market, again, where fentanyl is in these drugs. And then we have kids that are isolated and, you know, not seeing and talking to other kids for quite a while. So what we thought here at the state is let's figure out a type of opportunity to involve the kids, to meet them where they're at, using their avenues for communication, which in this case is social media, and have a positive peer message for those that are not using drugs, that are finding other avenues for positive behavior, to have a voice and talk to their peers about why they choose to be drug-free. So this kind of created that concept of let's get out there, let's encourage and motivate these kids, give them the facts, the information about the drugs, but also build up their resiliency factors and positive factors by giving them a voice to counteract what we're seeing with the current drug crisis.
Oh, you just used the resilience word, resiliency. You alluded to the COVID isolation and just the fact mental health is playing into this. Use of recreational drugs or use of drugs just in general, that's a form of self-medication, isn't it? How do you address this part of the equation? It's not just recreational. We're looking at kids who don't have this capability of coping or dealing with their day-to-day, everyday life trauma.
Yeah, I'm going to turn this over to Scott because I think he has some really great educational techniques that he uses to make sure that they're not mitigating and self-medicating.
Well, actually, that's a perfect time to say what the My Reason Why campaign is all about, because this particular campaign, first of all, it's a collective campaign. So what that means is if you think about sort of the Got Milk campaign, when you have a lot of different variety of celebrities, you know, talking about the health of milk. So in this particular case, the celebrities are the youth, but we're not trying to have them reach all the way across to California or, you know, the world. We want them to be the influencer of their own peer network. And so what differentiates this particular one, and basically what that means is we've been going around, and we'll explain that a little bit later, gathering these individual PSAs. But what I wanted to talk about directly to your point is that in this particular campaign, we're not scaring the youth away with scare tactics, but we're talking about what are called protective factors. Now, that's a fancy word for basically saying different things that people use to cope with stress. So for example, your question was how to deal with stress. Well, if we can have youth and the adults around them, all of us understand that different skills, such as, you know, being involved in sports, being involved in music, relationships with trusted adults or positive friends, things that you do by yourself, writing poetry, having walks, the point is, if you recognize that these things that you seemingly enjoy are actually also stress relievers, then you can start to focus in on the things that keep you healthy. And so the My Reason Why campaign is having kids identify what it is that they personally use as their stress reliever and then promote that to other kids. So instead of saying my reason why we don't use drugs is because I'm going to die and I don't want to end up, you know, in strife or in prison, it is instead saying my reason why is because I've got a business that I'm starting right now. I've got people who are relying on me. I would be embarrassed for, you know, one of my adult, you know, people to see me with a vape pen. And the wonderful part is that everyone has their own reason. So with the collective campaign, what we are doing, to Katie's point, is that the tool of social media is sort of being unregulated. And I think left to teenagers, you know, best desires, they're going to take this tool and maybe poke each other with it. But if we could show the kids who are ready to move towards civic engagement that this tool is actually also used to do positive things. And to that point, I just want to point out that I think we're going to see a pendulum swing, because I have some teenagers myself, and the attitude generally is they're getting a little bit tired of the vape smoke everywhere. And the kids who are sort of eating the pills are sort of not seeming as cool because they are disengaged. And so what we're doing is, can we put out a platform where kids can comfortably start sharing the things that makes them awesome, the things that connect them to a better life. And that'll, you know, help them not only live a better life, but if you're focused on something in life, the drugs are something you don't even think about anymore. We don't want them to focus on the things that we want out of their lives. We want to lure them towards the best lives that will never have them think about drugs or alcohol again.
Of course, I'm reminded of that notorious campaign, Just Say No. So you are trying to offer a substitute. Instead of picking up a pill that you've purchased online or you're sharing with your friends, here are other ways to deal with life stresses. And here's my reason why. Explain that. That was a very poor explanation there. So hop on it and wrestle it around a little bit.
You know what's interesting? There's a wonderful quote that I heard this year that I love. And it says, those who don't have purpose will fill their time seeking pleasure. And I am a recovering alcoholic. So I have 10 years without a drink. But for me, it wasn't sadness and trouble. I grew up very privileged. It was hanging out in boredom and not being connected to things that were driving me away from it. And so I think in that sense, if we could start to show that there, you know, a variety of ways so that the average kid who's sitting on social media and they're kind of sick of seeing people bullied, all of a sudden they start seeing faces of peers that look around their age saying, I'm into music, or I'm an artist, or I have my own business. I'm a track star. I'm a civic engaged. I serve the community. All of a sudden, they have all of these different avenues, and maybe they won't choose one of those, but they'll at least spark, hey, what is my avenue? Because I don't want it to be, you know, sitting around getting stoned all the time. Like, what is my avenue to a better self? And for crying out loud, I think all of us at all ages can benefit from this kind of looking at what keeps us healthy and start focusing on that. And basically, you know, it's that old witch wolf. The negative wolf or the positive wolf will survive. It's the one that we feed. And so we need to start really focusing on the things that keep us connected, because then they will flourish.
Hey, if you're just joining us, this is Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today, Katie Capelli, epidemiologist with the Office of Health Crisis Response at the Delaware Department of Health and Social Services, Division of Public Health. If you'd like more information about their programming on the opioid crisis, go to helpisheredelaware.com. It's a comprehensive site, helpisheredelaware.com. Scott Michaels is founder of The Cause, and you can find them online at causetheworld.com. causetheworld.com. Find them on social media as well as The Cause. And Adam Hubert is a youth editor and part of The Cause production crew. So what is The Cause? Let's talk more about the programming that you offer, and how do we actually run across you? How do kids get involved with the programs and start working on these social media projects?
Thank you very much for that opportunity to talk about what we do. So really what The Cause is, you know, it's interesting. We do a lot in media, but as the collective action urging social evolution, we are focused on helping people understand that they can be lifelong growth mentality people who are constantly evolving, but then have them use whatever tools are at their disposal of relationships to help others around them. And so the reason why this is important in a campaign such as the My Reason Why is because even though we're asking each kid to do one My Reason Why video, The Cause's angle, the way we look at it, is we're not trying, our goal is not just that one video. Our goal is to inspire that youth or adult that we work with to, first of all, understand their power to help themselves, but then also to use their passion to affect the world around them. So, for example, with this My Reason Why training, at the training, we started off by saying, what is it that you care about? Because some of the youth were interested in the environment. Some were interested in gun violence. Not everyone was necessarily interested in making a message about drugs. But what we said is, during this training, what we're going to be giving you are the tools that are used by even the experts. You know, if you're looking at how anyone tries to change anyone's behavior, look at the Super Bowl. You know, the biggest corporations in the world pay millions to billions of dollars to use media to influence our lives. And so if we can get a youth to understand, first of all, that they're an ongoing advocate for whatever it is that they want to change. So instead of saying, yes, I'm going to make one my reason why message, we want them to learn, hey, if I really want to change something, I'm going to make some messages, but I'm going to have conversations with my friends and family. I'm going to bring this up, even though it's not being brought up. And right now, I'm just going to put a quick call to action out to your listeners, which is there's an opioid epidemic happening in Delaware right now. There's just no doubt about it. One Delawarean dies every 22 hours of an opioid overdose. And in my opinion, it is as if there is a monster running around, and many people won't even talk about when the monster has affected their own lives. And so if we can just learn to have conversations, even say, hey, I this morning I listened to a radio program and they were talking about opioids. Do you guys even know what that is? What's that about? Because as the cause, we really are trying to evolve the community. And what that means is not just making one video at a time, but creating ongoing advocates who know the tools. And the reason why youth are so wonderful to work with this is that the media landscape changes just about every 6 months to a year. Sites that are popular now are going to change or be gone. So if we can actually create the messenger that is a lifelong messenger, then they will be able to use whatever mediums come to them throughout the rest of their lives to still influence social change. Where do you find us? You find us at community centers. You find us, we work a lot with the state and with adjudicated youth. And basically, most of the time, the cause's role is we are the middleman. So there might be a group that has a message that they want youth or adults or people to talk about or make media about. In this particular case, it's drugs and alcohol. So then the state gets us to bring this program in, work with teens, so that then the teens can start to decipher the message and deliver it in their own voice, which gets us to the importance of peer-to-peer. So even though we all know what's best for these kids, we have to be able to speak to them in a language that they will understand. And the best way to do that is have them actually internalize the message, which first of all gets them to understand it, but then have them deliver it in their own language. So, you know, a funny throwback to us older people is, you know, the jocks know how to speak to jocks, the goths know how to speak to goths, you know. And so in that sense, we train them how to speak to their own peers. And so the cause is often helping populations use their own clients to create media. And the real difference between us and a traditional media company is instead of doing slick pieces where we don't involve the clients, our goal is to work with the people who are affected by the whatever the issue is and have them become the leaders of and the messengers from their own voice.
So they are creating their own PSAs. You're giving them the tools, writing, editing, experience. How are they being created? And is this where Adam pipes in and talks about what he does with the cause?
Generally, the cause has a different levels of this. And so, for example, when we work with youth for a long period of time, they are the writers, the producers, the editors. They learn the whole nine yards and then also how to help disseminate this information. A big part of it is having them understand their influence of power, because if they don't believe that these things work, they're not going to be promoting them. In this particular case, though, we brought in a professional videographer and we brought in our youth editors. So in this case, because it was a one-day workshop, the youth would get that inspirational stuff. And then we had a script builder, which helped them first disseminate a fact that was all brought from the Help Is Here DE. Then they would write their own My Reason Why about the positive protective factor they had. And then they would do a closer. They could write in what they might want edited, but then all of the videos went to our production crew member, Adam. And Adam, then you took it. And what did you do with those videos?
I took all those videos. I think I worked on 30 of them and I edited all those 30. And then Scott took the rest of them, including my own, since I worked on so many. He edited my own video. So while I was working on everyone else's, he finished the rest of them, and including mine.
That's a true servant. Adam is also a member of the Edgemore Leos Club, which is a volunteer club.
Adam, what was yours about?
My reason why was because I was saying that since I'm a video editor, that was my reason why I don't do drugs. So it's like if you have a reason why you don't do drugs, that was my reason why.
Your reason why is editing. And so is editing the substitute in what you do to keep busy or to alleviate the stress in your life or to fill your time so that you don't need the drugs?
It could be that, but editing for me is like not even a job. It's more of like a fun activity just to do on the side. I can just, it's calming. It's more of a hobby that just happens to be a job. So even when I'm editing, I can not do drugs. Basically, it's just a hobby.
Calms you down.
Yes, it does.
Scott, is that what is happening then when you find your zen, your purpose? It becomes what you are using to...
Well, you know, that's why I'm so excited about this particular campaign, because truly, here's a philosophy that I have in working with youth. And I hope that people think about what I'm about to say here. We basically become what we focus on. There's an old saying, where our focus goes, our energy flows. And so if you are thinking of prevention in a model that you have kids at a conference, let's say, and for 5 hours, you talk to these kids about the negativity of drugs, it's going to be bad, it's going to be this, then what you're doing is you are inviting the part of that youth to the table who might question, am I going to use drugs? Do I use drugs? I don't know if I'm going to use drugs. And then all of a sudden it gets boring. And so they leave this conference and the first thing they're going to be doing is like, oh, let's go. Like, this is stupid. Let's go do something. Now flip that and spend the same 5 hours instead of talking about drugs, talking about their passions, their sparks, how they can start a business, how they can connect whatever it is their passion is into expanding it. Then all of a sudden, when they go home that day, let's say the first day they go home, they get handed a joint. They're like, oh yeah, that was at this stupid conference all day. Give me that, you know, loud. But the second day they come home and they get handed that same joint. And they're like, you know what? Like, I just spent 4 hours making a business plan and I have connections now with meaningful adults and I feel civically engaged. Like, that's when all of a sudden the drug is going to look like a risk to their better selves. And so with what's happening with Adam, and the reason why I love this campaign so much is because I actually think even us adults, we don't know what it is necessarily that calms us. So we don't dose ourselves enough in it. So in other words, like if you knew that, you know, a glass of wine, you're like, a glass of wine calms me down. But if you figured out that, you know, writing a letter to an old friend did the same thing, or you know, taking a walk with a friend did the same thing, you might all of a sudden say, hey, I want to calm down. Like, let's go for a walk instead of let's go for that glass of wine. And so it really is about recognizing it. But at a youth's age, why it's so exciting is because we're trying to ask them right now, what do you want to be when you grow up? Like, what do you envision yourself in 20 or 30 years? Not like, do you see yourself on the street homeless because of drugs? But what's the vision that drugs will risk? And then beyond that, we stop talking about drugs and we're like, how do we get to where you are? So what's beautiful is that Adam is using a calming thing such as editing, and now he's getting paid to do it, and it's becoming a career. So that could go for anybody.
Is this part of the, you alluded to this earlier, the lifelong growth tool that you were explaining?
Absolutely. And Katie, please chime in if I'm hogging the airspace here. But real quick, because I think it would, again, be real helpful for your audience. Almost everything that the cause does is we base it on this thing that another local nonprofit, Starfish Casters, has, which are the five ahas. And this is how we have someone understand that as one person, they actually can make a difference in the whole scenario. I'll spare you the story, but the five ahas are this. One, every single action that you do makes a difference, period. Every single action. So every time you post on social media a thing about drugs and alcohol, it's going to affect something. You might not see it, but every action does make a difference. Two, every action ripples beyond your sight. So with this particular campaign, what we're doing is we're asking people to understand this and then promote it. So if you know that you're, how can that do? Say you put out a little fact about opioids and someone shares that. So that's how it can ripple, or it can ripple through a conversation. Number three, there's no neutral actions. So you are either helping a situation out or you're allowing it to get worse. In this particular case with the drugs and alcohol, as I mentioned before, there's a whole bunch of not talking about it. There's a whole bunch of stigma around addiction, which is ridiculous because it's a disease. It would be like having stigma around someone who is suffering cancer. And so with that third one, you realize that if I'm not helping, I'm actually allowing more of this to spread. The fourth, which is maybe my favorite aha, is that actions are contagious. And that's what we're trying to do with the My Reason Why, is so that if you are the one who starts to pick up trash on the street, other people will see, oh, Johnny's picking up trash, I can too. And that's what we're using the My Reason Why with this, is to purposely start to make our actions contagious. And then the fifth aha is that everybody has their own unique action. So for you, your action is, you're a wonderful radio voice and you're using your power of influence every day to help educate people. Adam uses his power of editing. Katie is the brain and the puzzle master behind this all, and she uses her skills that. So when you put those five things together, everything you do makes a difference. Everything you do ripples beyond your sight. There's no neutral. Every action is either helping or hurting. Your actions are contagious and you have your own. You then realize the more frequent that you put actions out, the quicker you can change the whole reality. And so that's why, with just saying My Reason Why, we're not saying one video, we're saying put out your first video, but then learn how to have this conversation again and again.
We just came off of, well, September ended, and that was National Recovery Month. And your office looks towards mitigation. That's part of the solution to all of this. Are children's and kid youth programming the way to go in the future?
We need to include the youth. Yes, we need to make sure that we are looking for future generations, that we're empowering them to make those positive decisions, that we're helping to give them resources so they are not investing, you know, in negative actions, but investing in positive future. And so, yes, so we need to be doing programming that involves the youth, that involves youth educators, that use a collective impact model where we're working with our schools, we're working with our community, and most importantly, we're working with our youth to create positive outcomes.
You know what? Now that we are out of time, take us home. Parting words. Do you want to start, Scott?
Absolutely. I want to make sure everyone understands that we had great partnerships throughout the state. The way that we recruited kids is by working with other organizations such as Sussex County Health Coalition, the Boys and Girls Club, Bellevue Community Center. We made over 46 videos. They're all available on myreasonyde.com. And this is just the beginning. This was the pilot year. So we're asking everyone to go look at those. First of all, another action, share your favorite. You can see the four winners up there, but share your favorite. But then also, here's the challenge. You don't even have to be a part of the contest. Take your cell phone today at one point, go live for 2 seconds and just say, hey, my reason why that I choose not to use is this. But know that there's a collaboration that it's going to be coming for you that you can get involved. But go check out those videos, 46 videos, including there's the closing celebration that happened at the Bellevue Theater, where you can watch the whole show and all of the videos at once. And just to make sure that if everyone's listening can understand the power of their influence around the people around them and start to actually realize it and use it. Because a lot of us just don't think that we make much of a difference, but simple conversations can spark great things. So just make sure everyone listening understand that you are influencing people. Choose which way you want to influence them towards.
The hashtag is MyReasonYDE. If you've got that hashtag, you've got it in the bag. MyReasonYDE. Katie?
Yeah, so we're super excited to continue to work with Scott. And as Scott said, we're super excited to get others on boards and sharing their message of their MyReasonYDE. And why they choose to be drug free.
Adam, what do you hope other youth would get from this program? What would you say to them to join it in the next campaign?
The main thing that I want to say is, if you have a purpose in life, you're less likely to make risky choices. So if you have a purpose in life, you're less likely to make risk in your life. So in this case, if you want to do video editing, if you want to do basketball, those are some things to take you and help you for not doing drugs and just to have a purpose in life.
And again, for more information about what we've talked about, go to helpisheredee.com. Great links, great information there. Helpisheredee.com. Also, remember remember, causetheworld.com, and follow them on social media as well. And remember that hashtag, MyReasonWhyDE. My guest today, Kate Capelli, she is an epidemiologist in the Office of Health Crisis Response at the Delaware Department of Health and Social Services Division of Public Health, the founder of The Cause, Scott Michael, and Adam Hubert, youth editor and one of The Cause production crew. Thank you all for being on today.
Thank you. Thanks
so much for the opportunity.
Best of luck in your campaigns. Again, helpisherede.com, a place to go when you want more information about Delaware's efforts to fight the ongoing opioid crisis. Helpisherede.com. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.